Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Lamed Daled, the Noiz Vader edition, Perek Revi, beginning of Halacha Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Tinoikoi shetomnu teinim l'Shabbos. So we already learned that Shabbos is Kriviyah l'Maisir. You have your children that are putting figs aside for Shabbos. V'shokach le'astron. And you did not do Maisir before Shabbos. You cannot eat it until you do Maisa. In other words, even though the children are the ones who prepare for Shabbos, it's still Kriviya L'Maisa. As we'll see in the Gemara, that even though children don't have a Machshava, but if their Maisa proves their Machshava, so then the Maisa works. Here, they did a Maisa. They put fruits aside. Continues the Mishnah, Kalkalas Shabbos. You have a basket meant for Shabbos. Shabbos says, you put her for a Maisa. Even though he didn't eat yet, if you put it aside for Shabbos, it's chayav. Also, someone fills up a basket to send to his friend, makes a dover chashuv. Someone who eats olives from the maton. Maton is the vessel where you put the olives to wait in order for them to soften and then to make oil out of them. So it wasn't a Gemara Melacha yet. So therefore, Toiv Alechot Echad Melech Voichel. He eats one by one with salt and he eats it. Because it's not Gemara Melacha. If it would be Gemara Melacha, salt is Kriviya L'Maisa. But here, that's not finished, so you could do one by one with salt. But if you took a lot and put it in front of him, so then it's a Cheshivas and it's Chayav and Maisa. If the Matar is Torah and the Odom is Tomeh, so once you take the olives from the Matan Torah, you'll never bring him back there. So therefore, he's chayav and ma'aser. Umina tome potter, but if the Matan is tome, and the person is also tome, so then you potter for a ma'aser. Why? He'll bring back whatever he didn't finish, he'll bring it back to the Matan. So that's like I said, the Bi'a Kvius. Shoisim al gas, person can drink wine, grape juice, on the gas, on the winery. Because that's not considered to be a chashivas of seudo. Even if it uses hot water or cold water, it's potter according to our mayor, because he can bring back the wine into the winery even though he used hot. Vazavatsodik is goizer, because maybe you'll take it out of the gas and then it's a kivu seudo. So even on the gas, you should not drink it. Say if it's hot, he will not return to the winery, says Mechayav and Meiser. But if it's cold, he will return to the winery, so then it's Potter and Meiser. Says the Gemara of Nuno Omar, Tinuk Shechipo Kalkolo Lashuk Nitbil. We learned earlier in the Masechto that if you have a basket prepared to go to the market, if it's covered to go to the market, it's Chayav and Meiser. So if a child decided to fill up a basket and prepare for the market, it becomes Teva. Mokoim Shemachshavta Shagodu Miskehemes. Whenever the machshava of a golem makes something obligated in Maiser, Sham Maiser shall Koton miskayim. So if the Koton did a Maiser, if the Koton did not only a machshava, but he actually did an action that shows the machshava, so then that also is Kriviya L'Maiser, meaning the Maiser of a Koton is Chashivas, even though his Das is not. Says the one that Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Reb Zeir Rabbi, Reb Zeir did not understand this. Klum machshavta shel godel miskayemes ad sheyiftach l'shuk. Meaning even the Godel, when he makes a basket, is not automatically Chayav Maaser. It depends if he's taking it to the market or he's taking it to his house, as we learned there. If he's taking it to the house, so it's not Chayav Maaser until you get to the house. If you take it to the market, so then it's Chayav Maaser. So the machshav of the Godel not necessarily is Chayav Maaser. It depends on the case. So if so, meaning how do you prove from a basket if it's going to the market or it's going to the house? You don't know. And because you don't know, so how can you say that the Maaser of the Katon will Mechayav Maaser? Just because the Godel in this case will be Chayav Machshava. The Godel will be Chayav Machshava only if he specifies Shuk more than the house. By a Katon, you can't specify that, so his Maaser should not be Chayav Maaser. And the Gemara stays with the question according to Rav Chaim. Continues the Gemara, Mastiso Pligo Ala Rav Nuno. Rav Nuno that said that a Katon can only Mechayav Maaser if his Maaser Mochiach, only if he did a Maaser, it's clear. Chor doesn't work with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, regarding the children preparing foods for Shabbos, that it's Chayav Maaser. So, Tinoka, Chetonu Teim, Le Shabbos, Shachu, Le Asrum, Le Yechlomer, Te Shabbos, Ad Sheis Asrum, that's beginning of the Mishnah. preparing fruits for Shabbos is chayav and ma'aser. But where do you see here there's prepared for Shabbos? They just put a basket. Says because they're collecting the fruits right before sunset, right before Shabbos comes in. So then it's clear what they're collecting for what's coming for Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. We learned earlier in Perek Beis that Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. The Rabbi Yochanan said that Shabbos makes tevel even if the fruits are not going to be eaten on Shabbos, or not meant to be eaten on Shabbos. It's still chayav and ma'aser once comes Shabbos. Rish Lakish says no, only if it's meant to be eaten on Shabbos, it's chayav and ma'aser. Says the Gemara, Leis hado, pligol abdei Rabbi Yochanan. Is it a Mishnah arguing on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan ma'a Shabbos tevel, it's called Rabbi Yochanan, the Shabbos makes it tevel if you don't eat it. And in our Mishnah it says, v'nishim liktum l'Shabbos, because they put it up for Shabbos. Ha'im liktum shalom Shabbos, if they collect it not for Shabbos, loy, you don't say the Shabbos is toivil if you're not going to eat it on Shabbos. And so the Gemara, v'yoni b'shiram nuno, afil liktum l'Shabbos, ochel mehim arayil erev Shabbos. Meaning, even if you want to say that our Mishnah is a b'yochanan, and fruits that Shabbos came, is chav in ma'isur, even if you did not collect it for Shabbos. So why does it say in the Mishnah, Liktum l'Shabbos? To teach you that even if he collected it for Shabbos, it's not Chayav and Ma'aser until Shabbos comes. On Friday, he can still eat it, even though it's meant for Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says. If you Liktum l'Shabbos, or you chavim ma'arei l'erev Shabbos, even though he collected it on for Shabbos, he can still eat it outright on Friday. Says the Gemara, if you l'erev Shimon melokish l'esi pligo, isn't this argument also Rish Lakish? Who said that Shabbos is not kriveh? And the Gemara now goes back, as the Yerushalmi does many times, the Gemara goes back to the previous question. According to Rish Lakish, it has to be collected for Shabbos. But babies, children, don't have a das. So you don't know if it's collected for Shabbos or not for Shabbos. And you said that it's maybe chayav and ma'aser when Shabbos comes. Mashra, even if you don't have a das, an intention for it for Shabbos, because children cannot have that intention, we don't know from the mindset they're intending for Shabbos, that's chayav and ma'aser. So this is a question to Rish Lakish. Answers the Gemara. Habisi b'sham hilo tiposter shaloktum im dimdumi chamo. Same answer we had before. Talking that the children collected it right before night. Ho'yichich ma'aser shalem al machshavtum. And the ma'aser shows they're doing it for Shabbos. They're doing it right before Shabbos comes in. So he made a quote to Rish Lakish, it's going to be chayav and ma'aser because they did it for Shabbos and it's clear from the ma'aser that it's doing for Shabbos. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Maestres Daf Lamed Daled.